This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we were talking about this study just the end of last hour from Duke University, MRI of your brain in your 40s and the ability to tell you when you're going to pass away and would you want to know? And I went to Dave first. I think Dave raised a very valid point. If you're 41 like Dave and it's going to tell you 45, 46, something like that, yeah. Okay, I'm quitting. I'm going to go live a very different life. If it's 84, do you go, okay? I mean, do you only want to do it? Do you say to the person, yeah, tell me only if it's good news. Okay, if you don't come back in the room, I'll know it's not good. So I guess I'm with you on the short term. I get a little worried on this one. I do. Among the texts, Chad, yes, I would like to know. I'm 69 now, and I would like to know how much time I have left coming up. So many people can make that argument no matter your age, right?
Mm-hmm.
41, you'd say, hey, I hope I have 55 more years. So I get it because a lot of people are going to say, it resonates a lot more if you're 70, like this person
for
is.
Sure.
I mean, I'm 60, and I cannot believe I'm 60. I honestly, I cannot believe it.
You haven't looked in the mirror recently, have you?
I've taken them all down. I've taken them all down.
Hey, you've got at least 40 to go. You got the good genetics.
Oh, I need to pass him by one day.
You only gave me 96. That's disappointing.
I need to pass him by one day, and then I really, really hope we have somewhere else to go, and I hope I'm going to be there, and as he, the most competitive person I ever met in my life, I'm just going to hold up one finger one day more. The two of us lead a little different nightlives, so that might be the issue. More text. At 41, I would not have out of fear. Now that I'm 61, yes. Would not want my insurance to know about the estimated age illness. Yeah, that's a concern. Yes. No way, among the other comments. I timed that because I wanted us to spend a little bit of time here to talk about Gaza, Israel, and Hamas. We have not talked about this in an extended period of time, right, Dave? I don't remember us talking about it.
It's been a while, yeah.
We came very close twice to having Tom Friedman on and some twins issue one time, another issue another time. I'm going to try Tom again soon. Hamas is as awful as it gets. Okay, let's just declare that. Saw someone the other day who's been in the news who would not condemn Hamas. Get out of here. Okay. Hamas probably willing to kill anybody from the West in particular, if you're Jewish, in particular, if you've ever said anything like, I don't know, I think somebody who's Jewish should not be beheaded. So I understand why Israel responded. But when is enough enough on the starvation? And do I trust the numbers from the Gaza Ministry of Health with the influence of Hamas? No, I do not. We've stated many times when we were talking about this a lot, the innocents. And by the way, then we get texts here from some people saying, anybody who's living there is not innocent. Give me a break. Come on. There are plenty of people in Gaza who are very sympathetic to Hamas. And if you're sympathetic to Hamas, we don't agree 100% in that area of life in every possible way. There are also people living in Gaza who are trapped there, which they are, and they want no part of Gaza. And if they speak up, they will have to watch their children be mutilated in front of them, tortured. They're afraid to speak up. There are other people living there, Dave, who are afraid every single day we might have something related to Hamas that we don't know about in one of the tunnels beneath us in Israel with the Mossad might blow up our house and say, well, you're dead because there were nine Hamas leaders down below. I think it's clear Bibi Netanyahu is never, ever, ever going to stop. People were all over the Biden administration because Bibi Netanyahu would just look and laugh at Joe Biden. He's doing the same with Donald Trump. It's lost right now in all the conversations because so much else is going on. By the way, when Donald Trump attacked Iran, that was dictated heavily by Bibi Netanyahu. By the way, Iran, they just had that one response, right? It's so far, it's a little bit like Soleimani. When Trump, term one, killed Soleimani, there are a lot of really savvy Middle East experts who said, no, you can't do that. Even though as awful as he is, the whole world's going to be upside down. They fired missiles to cause some systemic brain trauma for some Americans. So I don't want to dismiss that. But that was it, Dave. And now, after, and clearly it was a lie to say obliteration, but it certainly was damaging with a nuclear attack. There has been no other Iranian response. So that one, to me, looks like two for two for the Trump administration, right?
Seems that way, yeah.
Right? I have watched these stories now for weeks and weeks where they are showing children. You saw the same New York Times story I sent you.
Gut-wrenching photos.
Just look at these children. They're skeletons. I mean, they're just dying right in front of their parents, right in front of all of us, too. And I'm not saying, snap my fingers, I have the perfect solution, because there's no negotiating with Hamas. I know they're doing that. Whatever deal they agree to, I don't believe a word of it. And by the way, Bibi Netanyahu is going to keep doing this, partially because he doesn't want to go to jail. And he's facing significant criminal charges. And he knows, by the way, if he lets up, a part of his coalition that basically wants Gaza to be just run by Israel, by the Israeli government, and be filled with Jews and not Palestinians, that they'll drop out of his coalition and he might no longer be prime minister. And then guess what? Then he goes to trial and he might go to jail. So, come on. Israel is far from a flawless country. But this action is killing how many innocent civilians? When is enough enough? Because on the Hamas leaders, there is a whack-a-mole to this, kind of like the theory when you went to Iraq and we were going to be greeted as liberators, right? And then it was mission accomplished. And then guess what? The rise of everything else. And it'd be one day you'd kill, our country would kill four, and then more would pop up. And I don't doubt Israel's killed some vicious Hamas leaders who would try to kill any of us listening right now. But at what point, out of decency, how many kids, how many innocent individuals in Gaza have to die before the U.S. says no more? And again, half my family's Jewish. There isn't a speck of anti-Semitism. I wasn't raised Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I didn't raise my kids Jewish. So this is nothing about hating Israel. And it's clear to me, Israel has way more good in them than Hamas. Hamas has no good in them. But there's a lot of Palestinians who are dying, who are trapped there and can't get out. And they're dying in the hundreds, in the thousands, in the tens of thousands, right in front of us. When will this country, because Biden couldn't do it, Donald Trump wants that Nobel Peace Prize so bad. Donald, go tell your buddy enough that you've killed as many Hamas leaders as possible. It was October 7th, 2023, when a horrible intelligence failure allowed this to happen. And again, I don't forget, there are 50 hostages still there. And God knows what Hamas will do later today, tomorrow. But how many innocent civilians need to keep dying? What do you want to say?
I don't know what more there is to say other than the whole thing beginning on October 7th. Remember that. Beginning with Hamas's atrocities.
Yes.
And moving towards, obviously, what Israel has done. No sympathy whatsoever towards Hamas. Hamas deserved what they get as far as the attacks that Israel leveled towards them.
Yep.
But all the sympathy in the world towards the people of Gaza who are not aligned with Hamas, who are just there because they had nowhere else to go, trying to live a life, and to see the photos today, and it's certainly not the first time we've seen photos
of
the atrocities and the things that are happening to the people of Gaza as they try to find food, you know, try to go to school, try to rebuild a life.
Go to the bathroom without fear.
Yes.
And what's happened, you made so many good points there. What's happened, too, is when they have these setups of food, a lot of times what happens, because people are getting killed, hundreds and hundreds of people. You know who's staging those killings sometimes? Hamas.
Yeah.
Hamas is then killing, you know, it's an area, it's staged for I don't know, 5,000 people in some order to come get food and water. Well, people, because they're dying, aren't going to just, okay, I'm number 740, I'll just stay right in this line.
Mm-hmm.
So they overwhelm it, and then sometimes Hamas is booby-trapping it, trying to continue all this.
It's beyond horrific. I mean, the very first picture at the top of the story in the New York Times that anybody can see was a severely emaciated child. You see him from the back as he's hugging his mother. And
don't know how he's left.
My God. And either the caption of the photo or it was the first graph of the story talks about this child hugging his mother. His father's dead, was killed while trying to get aid for his family.
Yeah.
Trying to get some food.
And this isn't the first time either one of us have seen this. We've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again. So before the text comes in, hey, nice of you to join the fray. We haven't talked about it lately, but we've made this point many times. You're also allowed to bring it up again and just be overwhelmed by it, because there just has to be a better way than just watching tens of thousands of innocents who every day have to wake up and worry about a bombing and then maybe sharing the smallest amount of food with their kids. Let's pause. We'll come back with more on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It looks like this is finally going to happen. Quote from the interim director of the Office of Cannabis Management. Might want to get a full-time person at some point, by the way, right? My God, why is it so hard to get a full-time director of the Office of Cannabis Management? I'll do it. I'm in. Let's go.
Well, the industry itself is still interim at this point in Minnesota. So,
well, part of the reason why it's interim is because we haven't had somebody in charge.
We did for a day.
A day, and then we had the other person. By the end of the year, Minnesota could see up to 150 marijuana businesses not on Tribal Nation, okay, because those are already popping up. 150 businesses, and it's July 24th. I'm taking the under massively. To quote my boy PA, I'm going to keep pushing that button over and over and over. I'm not saying we're not going to have any. But as slow as this has been, we're all of a sudden in the next, last time I checked, August is around the corner. That's the eighth month of the year, right?
Operation Warp Speed on the pot industry, my man. We're going.
Yeah. That means we got 5 months left and we're going to, it seems simple, but it's been so screwed up so far. I am dubious. So, again, to the masses here. We'll carry this over a little bit with Jason, who's going to join us in a few minutes. Zero, you couldn't care less. Zero. I don't care. They could be next door to me. Won't change my life in any way. 10, you're aroused by the thought of you can go somewhere not too far away, and buy the plant. That's what this is, the plant. The edibles are available. The drinks are available. Your interest in all of this. 0, who cares? Won't affect me at all. 10, you're elated. Dave Harrigan, you are a what?
You know that answer.
Yeah, you're a 0.
I'm a 0. You're no a interest. Zero.
Yeah, how come?
Smoking anything has not appealed to me, whether it's cigarettes, marijuana, whatever.
Yep.
And I just don't have any interest in the gummies, the drinks. I don't see that as something I would need in my life right now. If I get to a point where I have nagging pain or other issues that perhaps CBD, gummies, whatever could help.
Yep. Right away, you look directly at me about nagging pain. Thanks a lot.
Well, yeah. If CBD could help get rid of you, believe me, I'd make a call. But no, at this point, I have 0 interest. I wouldn't see myself in a dispensary or anywhere else. It's fine. I'm not mad. I'm not against it. But
so I've wanted marijuana to be legal for a long time. Not because I thought, well, I'm just going to smoke 17 times a day. And not because I can't find it, because I believe of the folks who are smoking now, if they want to find marijuana, 90% of them can find marijuana.
Higher.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, I don't think there are many people at all, I think you've nailed it, that if they want pot, they're like, geez, I wish I could find pot.
We all know somebody that smokes marijuana.
Yes.
And we can all say, hey, where'd you get that?
I also don't think it's going to be this generational, dramatic change where now that it's legal and now that it's 5 minutes away or wherever it might be, hey, I haven't smoked since high school or I've never smoked. Now I'm going to start smoking.
Go crazy.
So there was a point in my life where I smoked a lot. I occasionally smoke. I'm rarely. And I'm not sure why, because I like it. And for me, the edibles and the drinks, I've said this before, I like to have a little more control of the traditional smoking because I feel like I can control my buzz more. Versus, it's just my feeling, and I've had enough to not like it as much. Seems like one drink that's got 5 milligrams or one gummy that's got 5 milligrams isn't always the same as the next drink or the next gummies with 5 milligrams. At least
a lot
for me.
Of people have said you have a gummy and you don't feel anything, and maybe then you try one more and then one more, and all of a sudden, boom!
That's the thing for me, like, the part of pot I enjoy is the slow, just a little better feeling. And then I can decide, I'm good here. Whereas for me, the gummies and the drink, it's nothing. Damn! I don't want that. Others do. So not that I'm going to start smoking a lot more, but if I believe it should be legal, I guess I have to be at least a 6, right?
You know? 6.2.
Thank you. 6.2. Where are you at? What is your interest / excitement when the interim director of the Office of Cannabis in this state is saying we're going to have 150 places where you can buy bud, you can buy the plant before the end of the year? 0, completely irrelevant. 10, it's as good a news as you can get. Just text me. Where are you staying on this one? 651-461-9226. Here's another part of life where this is like an 8 or 9 that I know I have an insurance agent in Amber Scholl who I can count on, including this week. Amber's been helping me out. Where she's in an office with American Family, right? Not just Amber on her own. American Family, which has been around forever. Where That office I've used since I came back in 1990. Family's used it way before that. Amber hasn't been there since 1990. She's much younger, but she's been with the office for 15 years, and she's been running the last few years, and it's running in a very efficient, informational, helpful way. Home insurance. Home insurance can be a pain in the butt, right? First of all, are you paying too much? We all feel like we're paying too much. But all the ways we potentially can save more money, do you know? Well, you'll find out when you go online to TeamScholl.com and talk to either Amber or a team, and they'll have a conversation with you, break down the house, quote you different ways to save money, and then you can compare with what you have. How about your automobile? Same way. Could be you, could be your spouse, could be your kids, could be other issues related to your car, home insurance in that general area. Amber Scholl will get it done. She'll help you out. And if it turns out you can't better what you have right now, she'll tell you that. She's honest. She's a good person. TeamScholl.com. Don't wait. Check it out now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Jason in the house is going to take you home 3 to 6. Secret location, or do you want to reveal
can't
where you're
you.
At?
Okay. Can't tell you. Can't. I am north.
North.
Of the Twin Cities.
There we go. The topic at hand is with the interim director of the Office of Cannabis saying by the end of the year, we're going to have 150 places to buy the plant. The edibles available, the drinks available. I asked the audience 0 to 10 your interest and excitement for it. Dave said 0. This isn't going to change for me. I, at one point in my life, smoked a lot. I rarely smoke now. I think it should be legal. I think it should be a libertarian situation. So I said, if I'm for it, I have to be above 5, even though I'm not going to start smoking a lot. I'm a 6.2. Where is okay. Jason DeRusha on
My personal interest in this?
I guess it has to be both, right? It has to be both, you think, for you individually and collectively, the state should be involved.
You know, it's very interesting because my reason, so like I've never smoked anything in my life. I've never smoked a cigarette, a cigar, nothing.
You and Dave are the exact same.
Yeah. So I'm not going to start today. The edibles that are available now are not the same as the edibles that will be available. I would say like my personal reason for never doing an edible or anything is because it was illegal. And maybe that makes me like a square or whatever, but like, I don't know. I grew up in the just say no era. I was a just say no kind of kid, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's certainly allowed. I mean, it's hard to criticize somebody for saying, I'm going to follow the law.
Yeah, so it being legal, you know, I might try it. You know what I mean?
My gut tells me you're going to at some point.
Yeah, I think I'll try it. It being legal for me does change it. I know for everyone it doesn't. But I think... I think there are more people like me out there who don't talk about it because it seems like you're, I don't know, you get right. The one side that's like the scolds and the, you know, well, this is going to be terrible and all the kids are going to be doing it now. And then you get the other side is like, well, what do I care? I've been smoking weed for 40 years anyway.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of people like me who are like, well, I never did it because it was illegal, but if it's legal, maybe I'll give it a go.
I don't think that's a big population. Do you, you're 50. The typical 50-year-old who, for he or she, for whatever reason, has not smoked, and now I'm by the way, I'm not buying. We're going to have 150. This thing is rolled out so slowly. I think the numbers.
And they
closer.
Don't have the supply anyway to make it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's going to be a rocky bump, road, I'm sure.
But if you really want to make the effort, I just don't see the typical 50, 40-year-old who's like you who's going to now say, see, I think you're more of an experimental person than most. I just think that number is small.
Made it this long, you're going to just, I mean, I do feel that way a little bit about like the THC beverages where I feel like I'm good on vices, you know, like I like gin and bourbon and I like wine and I don't need something else. So you do sort of feel like, all right, how am I going to add something else on the dance card, you know?
Among the texts, 0. Haven't smoked in 41 years, very sober, but I think I'm still stoned. My interest is below 0. Bring it on, 10. I'm a 9 for selling real cannabis. The hemp sold now and drinks edibles is not the same. 10, regular smoker, I believe it's a civil rights issue. Absolutely ridiculous. It's illegal. Negative 10, high school science teacher just caught 3 summer school kids smoking in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I have no interest in pot. I'm fine with the places opening up. I don't want to do any of it. I'm 54. I don't drink anymore, and I like the benefits of feeling good. let me get to another topic. Tribune with the story today about what we both have discussed. More than 200 vehicles in Minneapolis recently. Let's also add Bloomington has also been a part of this, that people are breaking into vehicles recently.
Yep.
And right now they have no leads on it. And it seems crazy to me a little bit that we have all the cameras everywhere and that we don't have a single lead on this. But the two of us talk so often about there are many great parts of Minneapolis. Okay, you normally would be downtown. If it's a regular show, to me, 99%+ you're in downtown. You've talked about living in downtown. You socialize in downtown. I used to live in downtown. I still socialize. We both are backers of Minneapolis. But to the crowd that is not automatically, not the folks who are automatically, I'll never go there. I hope the city folds up. I can't wait. But for the folks who are dubious And I know this is this clearly isn't just downtown Minneapolis. This is a lot of suburbs. But when stories like this happen, it reinforces for so many people, it's not worth it. I'm not coming down. Even though this is not related to downtown Minneapolis. It just further perpetuates, in this case, by facts, a lot of people are then going to associate it with downtown, and it's really in the other parts of Minneapolis. But this is another, when Jacob Frey is on with me yesterday, mainly talking about the mayoral race, but he's trying to say, we're on the way back, we're surging, and a lot of people might hear that conversation and then see this and say, no, you're not.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think often the politicians focus on like felony type crimes, on assaults and murder, and that's the crime data that we talk about. But regular people, you know, it's the irritating stuff. It's the your car gets broken into, your wallet gets stolen, it's some of that stuff. And so when it comes down to like the police staffing issue, I get it that like there are people on the left who think, you know what, our crime stats are going down, things are getting better, we have slowly added some police, but we're still 200 short, maybe we don't need 200 more police officers. And my view is, this is why you need 200 more police officers. Because right now, reasonably, you can't, you know, if you have 500 cops, what are you supposed to go after? The car thieves and the you know, people bashing in windows? Or are we going after the shootings? So, of course, they're going after the bigger stuff, but it's the little stuff. It's sort of the Rudy Giuliani, you know, late 80s, early 90s. But that livability stuff, I think it really matters to how we all feel about safety.
I think it should, too. Right?
For sure.
This is a week and a half, a 200 vehicles.
This isn't happening to you in Forest Lake, in your suburb. So how am I supposed to convince you to come hang out and go to a restaurant in South Minneapolis?
That's it. I mean, a lot of Minneapolis, guess what? You don't have the three-car garage. You're parking on the street. You know, let's say you have two of you. Maybe you have a small garage. Maybe you don't have a garage at all. You're going to your house. And in 11 days, this is taking place. Okay, let's pause. Come back with Jason. He is a parade-ologist. Did Minneapolis blow it by shutting down the Aquatennial Parade? They shut her down about noon, and by about 4, it was done raining in Minneapolis. What does Jason think? What do you think? You can always chime in. 651-461-9226. I get it. Linda's time check, 252. Time to protect your home with LeafGuard brand gutters. They're GAF hail-resistant roofing or GAF solar, all with 75% off installation labor through the end of the month. If the simple question, Jason, is did Minneapolis blow it by canceling the Torchlight Parade, the answer is yes.
Because
it turned out to be a very, very pleasant night. Now, you look at the forecast, we're forced, not like the two of us really care that much about weather, but it's a side part of this gig, so we got to pay attention.
Yep.
It looked ominous.
It did.
It looked ominous. So should they have waited longer? And really, my gut tells me they couldn't have waited longer. You can't just say to all the people in the parade, not the folks who are going to the parade, hey, why don't you show up at 6:15? You know? You got to be there a lot earlier than that to get all lined up.
I don't know, Chad. I mean, this is something that I've sort of been railing on lately, and I feel like we are so eager to make the call. Like, and this is everyone's fault that we all insist on it, right? And you see the St. Paul Saints have made like a mockery of this with the people on X asking them if their game is going to be played based on the weather forecast.
Yep.
But, like, chill out. Just have it. Just try. We don't need to cancel everything because the forecast looks ominous. We're such babies. We want, like, we. And then after, somebody on social media today is telling me that the weather people should be fired. It's like, It's a forecast, and it was storming like crazy
shot?
Down in Mankato,
shot publicly?
Right?
Maybe that would be better.
Stoned would be a good step.
Right.
It was like it was heavy rain to the south, but you know these storms move on a track by 40, 50 miles, and it's a major difference. So I don't know. My personal preference, and this is school closings, this is concerts and events, and like the parade, I think a lot of these people who are in the Torchlight Parade are from out of town anyway. So they're all down here anyway.
I think it sounds like you're saying lightning, tsunami, hurricane. And I want you to chime in. Yeah. I think a lot of this still is tied to his bitterness that he's never been a part of the Maple Grove Parade. So he wants to criticize the parade community because he's not really a member of the parade community.
He's taking on big parade in front of us right now.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a parade outsider, a rebel, if you will.
And you've won. You've been knocking at the door for 23 years, and they will not. You know, someone's knocking at the door, someone's ringing the bell. Yeah. They're not answering the doorbell or the knock for you, Jason DeRusha.
They're uninterested in Maple Grove. I get it. I mean, the Torchlight, the Aquitennial community, the Winter Carnival. I'm good enough for them, for Minneapolis, for St. Paul.
Okay.
Sure, I can grand marshal their parades.
There's a level of controversy.
But not the 10th largest city in Minnesota.
Maybe
guess not.
Yeah, not comfortable with.
Yeah, now you're... pun intended, torching the Minneapolis parade community after they embraced you. They, with warm arms, they brought you into their bosom, and now they had to face a call, and you're blasting them. Shock jock.
Grow up. Stop being such little pansies. Have your parades, okay? We used to be a proper country.
Is this the sign of
your parades like a real man?
The deterioration of America.
What do you think Hulk Hogan would have done? You think Hulk, the Hulkster, would have called it? Brother.
Yeah. You going to play some Chuck Mangione today? Chuck Mangione. I mean, I didn't realize. Major loved Chuck Mangione. We were playing some Chuck Mangione tunes off here because Dave's like, nope, not adding them. I got a Hulk Hogan music today, and I'm not adjusting. I was quickly told when I suggested some Chuck tunes, hey, little talent boy.
Blow some horn. You can still play the music. We get so weird over celebrity deaths in this country, don't we?
My
God.
Blowing horn. I mean, listen to him. Pull out there with lightning in the parade, and I don't care about Chuck Mangione. Good to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.